We think about Jesus. We believe with all the heart.
Right.
We know He came to the earth. He was born as a baby, and He went to the cross and died for us. And Brother Eric mentioned in Sunday school that whenever He come out of the tomb, He had many gifts. If you get to counting all them gifts that He has for me and you, how could we say no to Jesus?
Amen.
But I'm going to try my best to. I've got quite a bit of reading maybe to do. So you bear with us. We're going to start our reading in Corinthians, and then we'll just go from there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, first verse. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in mind that I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sin, according to the Scripture. Now, if I conjured up anything to preach to you, it wouldn't be worth listening to.
Right.
But I'll do my best to preach to you what saith the Word of God. And I'm glad today that He is able to deliver us. And all I know how to do today is bring to you according to what the Scripture said.
Amen.
There's life in the Scripture.
Amen.
And one of the great gifts that Christ delivered unto us is the Book of Life.
Yeah. Amen.
You know,
well, that's some more.
The first thing that happens to a man or woman, boy or girl, when you repent of your sins and the Lord forgives you, your name goes down in the Book of Life. The Bible calls it a book of remembrance. There's not enough of devils in hell can take your name out of the Book of Life.
Right.
Once you get it there. But you got to endear it all the way to the end. I want to make that clear.
Amen.
Today we must endear. Jesus endeared the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father. So today, we're going to endear all the way and down unto the end. We go back into Malachi, the third chapter, the 16th verse. I can read a little bit. The Bible said this, then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before them, for them that feared the Lord, and thought upon His name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man that spared his own son that served him. He's looking for people to serve him. And Malachi, I was talking about that the book will be open. And that was one of the books. That was one of the gifts. That the Lord give to us. That He promised. Listen. Whenever we, our Lord saved us. And He wrote their name down in the Book of Life. That one day, that we will hear and hear all the way. We can hear the Lord say, I come up here and live with me. I'm glad today that there's not a change. That not a one of us that will be forgot about. There's not a change. Because the Lord, He bled and died, and He rose again. The resurrection of the Lord. Listen, He went to prepare a place for us. And one day, He's going to call us home. And I'm glad that we will have a change through repentance and the forgiveness of sin. I will get your name written in the book of life. We know if we're going to travel somewhere, we make reservations. We call ahead. And there's a certain day I will take a flight and meet our reservations. There is one difference between that and this. Brother, we don't know the day or the hour. Our flight is going to take place. Young or old, I will leave here and make sure that her name is written in the book of life. Let's go on. The Bible said, I believe in Luke, it is said, rejoice not that the Spirit is subject unto us, but rejoice because their name is written in heaven today. It's very important that we know that her name is written down.
Yeah.
Let's head on. I listen. The Bible said in Revelation 2:5, he that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angel. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Brother, listen, he said, if we would overcome and endure unto the end, he said, I will confess him before my Father and before his angel. The Bible said that there was an angel encampled around about them that fear the Lord. Brother, listen, my mind goes back on the 12th chapter of the book of Daniel. The Bible said that the great prince, which is Michael, the one that casts the devil out of hell, he will stand up for the people. Brother, listen, I want to have a Michael on my side, an angel. He's confessing, listen, he's a pleading our case before the angel that is traveled around about us. I'm glad that the Lord said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will go with you all the way. The trials of life gets great sometimes. Listen, and sickness, sorrow, but just through the doorway of death, I will never be no more sorrow, no more sin.
Amen.
Listen, because we're safely saved and sheltered in the arms of God. But listen, what if that we just wait? I'll put it off for another day. Listen, I'll wait just another day and we'll wind up too late.
Yeah.
A lot of people is late for everything. Let's find out. Let's go just a little bit further. The Bible said, in the 20th chapter of Revelation, in the 12th verse, he said, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell. I delivered up the dead which were in them. And they would judge every man according to his work. And death and hell were cast into a lake of fire.
Yeah.
This is the second death. Brother, I want to know, I put everything I could muster. I could put everything that this body I could muster. I to keep my name. I listen, that when I get there, that you wouldn't cast me into a lake of fire. Somebody said, well, preacher, I'll just die and all everything will be over. I'm here to tell you, upon the authority of God's word, and according to the scriptures, we just begin to live.
That's right.
We're either guessing or a lake of fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hell is just the beginning of sorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hell is just the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Whenever we come to the judgment, I made to believe that we're making our judgment right here today. We're preparing for a day. The Bible said that it's appointed unto man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. So then we have an opportunity to make ready today. I try to get as many saved. That's my longing. That's my work. I want to see everybody saved. The Apostle Paul, he said, my brother, my heart's desire and praying to God is that Israel shall be saved. That's our heart's desire today, that you will be saved. Your name written in the book of life. That we wouldn't have to be cast into a lake of fire.
Amen.
That burns forever and ever. Mm-hmm. There's no rest.
Yeah.
Listen, what little I preach to you this morning, according to the scriptures, that's all we have to go on. But whenever I got saved and come out from among the world, and I'm glad that I was a separated people. I'm glad that He separated me from the riffraff of the world. I'm not no better than nobody else. But I'm good. I'm as good because Jesus saved me and God prepared a place for me. Get your name written in the book of life. You keep it there through repentance, praying, seeking, asking, working according to our works. Listen, Jesus has so many gifts. You know what? I like the part when Mary was at the tomb and the stone was rolled away and she saw a man. She thought he was a gardener. She said, what have you done with our Lord? If you'll tell me, I will go get him. Listen, she rattled on talking to this man that she didn't know. But listen, whenever she said, Mary, man, she knew Jesus' name. She didn't know the appearance of the man, but she never forget his name. And I will never forget the day that he spoke sweet peace to me. I could have stayed on the altar, prayed all day. Prayed all night, into the next week. I would not receive nothing until I said, Lord, I will take you as my Savior. My faith, I'm going to put my faith in you, and I'm going to claim your name. I will not be ashamed of you. Whenever I confess Him as my Savior, I'm going to trust in Him. I'm going to believe in Him. I'm going to live for Him.
Yeah.
Then the blessings come.
Amen.
Then I knew that I have been forgiven.
Yeah.
Because he's saying, if we will confess him with heart, with our heart men believe, and with a mouth confession is made unto salvation. If he's going to confess my name, I before his Father and before my angel, I first I got to confess his name. He died for us. He rose again. That we can have salvation. When we will come to the grips that we got to confess him. We believe on him. But too many people believe on him but won't confess him to be their Savior.
Right.
Because they're waiting for a bum to go off or something. Listen.
It's true.
It's just simple.
Yeah.
It's just plain and simple. Mm-hmm. If we confess him, if we believe in him, he's faithful and just to forgive us.
Amen. All the way.
Continuously, all the way. Praying. Keeping a good atmosphere between me and Jesus. It's a joy to serve Jesus. It's not always a flower bed of roses. There's persecutions. There's all kinds of things we got to endure. But it's worth it in the end. When the great roll book is made, this is a book of remembrance. A roll book. When he opened the book and he began to search for him, Daniel said, everyone would be delivered that was found written in the book of life. But what about them that ain't been in there? We're doomed for a devil's hell and to be cast into a lake of fire. Hell is just the beginning. The day will come that death and hell will be delivered up to judgment.
Yeah.
And the books, great books. That you have a chance today to get your name written there.
Bless him.
We're going to put it off too late. We have a chance to get our name written there. Don't sit around till he slaps you upside the head and slaps you to an altar. I visited with a man the other day, and as I talked and prayed with his wife, and she told me, she said, I'm still not saved. I don't know. Maybe Gail is. I don't know. He interrupted us. He said, I know I am. As we prayed, I asked Jesus to come into my heart. And he said, I know I've got to confess it. And he said, I'm not ashamed. That man got saved while I was talking to his wife. My. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He was not ashamed to tell me and to tell her he got saved. He said, I accepted Jesus. What a day.
Yeah.
What a day. This man has never been in church. This man has never been saved until the other day. She sounded so interested. And he just sat there. But he's observing the conversation. When he realized all I got to do is pray and ask the Lord to come into my life. And I will confess him as my Savior. Then your little small measure of faith begins to grow. Every day by day as we go along, it grows and it grows. The smallest measure of faith a man can have is just have enough to confess Jesus, trusting him that he will see him through. He will write your name away up yonder. Amen. I'm going to ask Rita to come and get a song. I'd like for us to stand. I don't know your situation. I don't know what's going on with you. But if you got a worried feeling that your name ain't written there, you trust Jesus. And today, what a day, you can get Jesus. You remember what I preached to you.
Just
unless you have believed in vain. Meaning to say, you didn't do nothing about it. According to the Word of God. How about it? Are there anyone who needs to pray? You might have been saved for a long time. You might not just feel as you want to be. Jesus can give you in the Spirit. would it be anybody?
The blessed Savior wrote my name when I was born again. He wrote it when he saved my soul. He wrote that I had made right my every sin for. He wrote my name on heaven.
He said, if you will come to me,
he wrote my name way up in glory. He saved my soul from sin and shame. I never shall forget the Savior. Blessed Savior wrote my name. He wrote my name. I'll be no stranger when I reach my home in glory land. My name is in the book of life. The blessed Savior wrote it when he saved my soul from sin. He saved my soul from sin and strife. He wrote my name way up in glory land. He saved my soul, from sin and
shame.
I never shall forget the day if I should live a thousand years upon this earth below, I never could forget the day that Jesus wrote my name within the blessed book of life and took my many sins away. He wrote my name way up in glory land. He saved my soul, from sin and shame. I never shall forget the day the blessed Savior wrote my name.
He wrote my name.
Nearly 50 years ago, there was a man come all the way from Dayton, Ohio, and he preached to me the gospel, which I just read to you. It was not the same line, same words, but it was in the Word of God. He preached to me Jesus would save me. He told me Jesus loved me. I was lost and undone without a Savior. I was going down the broken road of sin. I didn't want to be a problem to nobody. I thought I was a pretty good fella. And in the community, I guess I was. I didn't bother nobody. But I was lost and I was undone. I needed Jesus. Man, I tell you what, I could see people happy on their journey.
Amen.
And I wanted so much to have that feeling. I wanted so much. I finally come home one Monday night. I told Mary we wasn't church going, people. I said, get ready, we're going to revival. She said, we're going to what? I said, we're going to revival. Man, I was glad I did because I met Jesus that night.
Amen. Amen. Glory,
I met Jesus. And I blundered and fell and I stumbled along, but I never forgot to pray. I always wanted Him to forgive me of my sins. I just still wait somewhere and pray, and everything was all right. He said, if you will confess me, He said, I will cast your sins as far as it is from east to west. I'll never remember them of you no more.
Right.
Men drags up old junk on us.
Yeah.
And they talk about us.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, I will never remember them of you no more. As we sing one more song, if you need to pray, you don't have Jesus in your life, come. Come. Jesus will meet you there.
Yes, He will.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing this. Let me tell you about Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You just think about that. I've done my best to tell you about Jesus and what He meant to me.
Yeah.
I'm not very good on tradition, but I'm glad that when he come forth out of the tomb, he had the keys of death and hell and the grave.
Hallelujah.
Grave couldn't hold him.